Hi, welcome to Writing Fresh. I'm Natasha Lipke, and today we're going to be talking about one of those most dreaded business documents, resumes. If you are looking for advice on job hunting, check out askamanager.org. The woman who runs it, Allison Green, is a former hiring manager, and she is awesome. Her advice is helpful and up-to-date. I can't cover every possible way to create a resume, and I've never hired anyone, so I can't give you any insider knowledge. Instead, we'll discuss resumes in a general sense. A resume is a document that gives an overview of your skills, experiences, and achievements. You can list your education, your paid work, and your volunteer work. If you've held a leadership position in a club, received an award, or taken a relevant class, you can also include that as well. First, save the document with a clear title. Include your name. Hiring managers receive a ton of documents simply titled resume. Including your name makes your file easier to find. So, my resume might read, Lipke_resume. You don't have to list every single job you've had. In fact, you should really only include the experience that's relevant to the position you're applying for. However, if you don't have a lot of job experience, list everything and do your best to make it relevant. And that's another use for the cover letter as well, to explain how your experience is relevant. Keep your job history to just the last 10 years. Ideally, a resume is just one page long, but two is acceptable. If your resume does run to two pages, include a header on the top of the second page with your last name, the title of the document, and the page number. For example, my header would say, Lipke, resume, page 2. Use a professional-looking typeface such as Times New Roman or Arial in an easy-to-read size, such as 10 or 12-point font. Single-space the text. For a resume, you don't have to write in complete sentences. Use bullet points to divide up information. Whoever looks at the resume will scan it quickly to see if you have the skills and experience needed. At the top of the resume, write your name and contact info. Contact info generally consists of mailing address, phone number, and email. From there, there are a number of ways to organize information. Microsoft Word has a variety of templates to choose from, and those are perfectly fine to use. The key is to be consistent and make sure each entry looks the same. As a student or new grad, start with your education. Don't include high school. The employer assumes you have graduated or that you have a GED. If you are working on a degree, you can include the expected graduation date. For example, you might have the heading Education and then Portland State University, BA Economics, expected June 2015. The next section is your job history. Start with the heading Experience or Work Experience. List the job title, company, location, and the dates you worked there. The order the information is arranged in doesn't really matter as long as it's the same for each entry. It's helpful to have a master resume with every single job you've ever worked on that you can then craft into a specific resume for each position. My master resume is something like 10 pages long. Likewise, make sure you have the actual address for each company. Many applications want the actual location. Under that information, use a bulleted list for your accomplishments and duties. If you won an award, created a new product, found a way to save money, include that. Include information relevant to the job listing. And you don't need to include a reason for leaving. Arrange the entries in reverse chronological order, starting with your most recent job. If you're still employed, you can write the start date and then end with present. After that, you can include a section with a title like Other Experience. Here you can list volunteer experience or leadership positions in clubs. Follow the same format as your work experience. You can also include a skills section that lists your skills, an awards and honors section that includes relevant awards and honors, and a certificate and licenses section that includes relevant certificates and licenses. The goal isn't to list every single thing, only that which is relevant to the job you're applying for. For example, if you're applying for an administrative assistant position, you might list the software you know, beyond just Microsoft Office, how fast you can type, or that you're bilingual. Finally, make sure you proofread. It's April 2014 as I write this, and we're still at a point where there are 2 to 3 applicants for every one job. Hiring managers will look for any reason to narrow down an applicant pool. Don't give them one. Look for typos and non-standard usage. Have a friend look over your resume. Use spell check. When emailing a resume, make sure to include a clear subject line such as application materials for XYZ job. To be polite, I include a little note such as, Dear Hiring Manager, my cover letter and resume for XYZ job are attached. Thank you. Sincerely. It does take practice to write a good resume. The two most important things to focus on are including relevant details and producing error-free work. Keep practicing. Good luck. Words of power. Use them wisely.